Welcome to Lyrics and Lattes, a podcast where we extract self-development tips and inspiration from your favorite hip-hop songs over coffee. In this podcast, you'll be given practical steps to learn how to grow and develop positive habits from the finest street philosophers. Our goal is to use music to encourage you to reach your true potential and live a more fulfilled life. I am Jason Wallace.
And I'm Trevor Dessinger.
And we are your hosts, so let's get to it.
Today's episode is about developing a growth mindset, but this is a show about coffee. So before we get into all of that, Jason, what are you drinking today?
So I am drinking an iced oat milk honey latte out of my baby maker mug because next week I'll be a father of two. What you drinking?
You having a baby?
I'm having a baby, man. It's a girl. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. What you drinking?
So I'm drinking Café du Monde. It's a New Orleans staple. I didn't go to New Orleans for this because you can just get it in the grocery store. No need to do the most. And I'm drinking out of my NPR mug because I went to an NPR tiny desk one time and that's where I got the mug from. And I even got a Stroopwafel. It's little German waffles that you put on top of your coffee.
I had that on the airplane. Warm up.
Yeah, exactly. I got them at home though. So yeah, we're both a little bougied up today. Pinky up, my friend.
Pinky it up, pinky it up, pinky it up.
Jason, why is today's episode important?
So today we're going to be breaking down some tips on how to have a growth mindset. Let me begin by saying that your thoughts about yourself and what you are capable of are directly related to your potential to reach your goals. Maybe you're working at a dead-end job or you have an idea for a new venture but don't think you can make it, so you actually never start, right? So maybe you're afraid to ask that person out on a date because you don't think they're interested in you. Or maybe what's holding you back from greatness is that you're afraid of what people will say if you fail. I'm here to tell you that mediocrity is a mindset and good is the biggest threat to great, because it allows you to be comfortable in your fixed mindset. Even with action, even with talent, even with the resources to reach your goals, your success will never exceed your mindset. If you imagine less, you deserve less. I'm asking you to go higher, imagine more, and leave your fixed mindset behind and step forward into growth. And there are a few things you can do to develop a growth mindset. We're going to be talking about three practical steps, Trevor. How about you start with the first one?
I'm a dummy and I took a bite of my waffle.
In the middle of recording.
My bad. Hey, what man is this?
I wasn't thinking.
Josh, leave this in. People need to hear this.
I wasn't thinking. I was hungry. So the first step that I wanted to get into was just getting beyond obstacles. A lot of times you become your own obstacle. There's like a mental battle going on there. I catch myself telling people all the time, when they start talking about like their hopes and dreams, I'm like, sometimes you got to stop thinking and you just got to jump. Like there's no way beyond it. You can't get to where you want to be without that initial step. And then from that point forward, you're still moving forward with every step that you take. So the lyric that I pulled from, it gets a little heavy. I don't mean to bring the room down, but it's a line from Jay-Z on American Gangster on the album American Gangster. And it goes a little something like this.
My best friend's gone, I sing bad days, I still find songs that I hear him on. Getting my Mary J. Blige reminisce on, hear his voice in my mind like I can live on.
So Jay-Z is talking about the process of mourning. In this scenario, he's his own worst obstacle. And for a good reason, he's mourning the death of his best friend. But he's using that negative energy to create something positive for himself. He knows his best friend would want him to continue and to succeed on his own without him. And this goes into, again, that mental battle where like you're afraid to take that next step. You're thinking of everything that could go wrong. Stop thinking. Take a step. Just jump sometimes. You'll learn how to fly. That's how birds learn how to fly. They just push them up and that's and they come up.
I'm not sure how it works, but
I think that's exactly what Mama Bird does. She just pushes them up and that's and they hopefully come up. And if they don't, they have Downy anyway. They bounce and they learn how to fly eventually. You're never going to learn how to fly without taking that first leap.
Yeah, you're right. It's deep, brother. That's deep. That's definitely deep because there's so many obstacles that people have in their lives. And, you know, the death of a best friend could be tough. But one of the things that kind of leads into mine, he says, you know, I hear his voice in my mind like brother live on. Right. So it's like he had a friend that was pushing him forward even after he passed. It's kind of how he felt about his friend.
So then you look at the relationship between Jay-Z and Biggie anyway. Biggie was his best friend, but he was also a mentor. Biggie was in the game long before Jay-Z was in the game. So he was kind of a teacher to Jay-Z. So losing a mentor plus his best friend, that's a double hit on him. But he had one of the best mentors in the game, Biggie Smalls. Like, he's one of the best. He, to this day, how long ago did Biggie die? Like, how many years has that been?
I mean, he died in 96.
Was it 96?
Yeah.
That's
97? 97. Pac was in 96.
You're right.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, that's borderline, what, 20 years Biggie's been gone? Jay-Z had one of the best mentors in the game. Biggie's still one of the biggest artists ever.
Yeah.
Kids go back to listen to him today. Like, I don't... It took, you know how long it took me to go back and listen to Marvin Gaye? Like, but kids still go back to that, and that's part of, like, if you're a real hip-hop fan, you go back to Biggie and Tupac, and Jay-Z had that as a mentor. So he knew Biggie to that kind of personal level, to the point where he wasn't just a friend, he was a teacher and a mentor. And I think that spoke volumes for him to vent that out in that song.
So I think it was really good how this worked together, right? Because your lyric was around, you know, I hear his voice in my mind like brother live on. So, you know, the Biggie being a mentor, you know, Jay-Z had Biggie in his circle, right? So my lyric is around one of the things that you can do to develop a growth mindset is to ensure that you have the right people around you. So my lyric is from Drake. Check it out.
But I never get attracted to fans because an eager beaver could be the collapse of a dam.
Yo. So, which is funny, right? Because this is actually, this song Ignorant Ish is actually off of Jay-Z's, it's Jay-Z's song that he made a mixtape off of from the same album, right? So, so first off, this is fire, right? This is one of my favorite Drake lines from Ignorant Ish from his So Far Gone mixtape. What Drake is saying here is to ensure that you have the right people around you who will help you build and grow to the next level instead of tearing you down or holding you back, right? No matter how much effort you put into something, all it takes is one person close enough to you or close enough to your dreams, actually, to collapse it. Right. So it can take a team of beavers to construct a dam, but it only takes one to bring it crashing down. Be sure that you have the right people around you that's going to help move you in the direction that you want to go. So, and to kind of like mix in another line with the same thing, one of my favorite battle rappers, Sirius Jones, says,
"You know why y'all in bad shape? Cause you got a lot of squares in your circle."
Bars.
Nice. He's taking it back to battle rap.
Battle rap.
So I love this line because it's one of the things that I'm really about. I have a production company. It's called Mediac Productions. This isn't a plug. I'm leading to this with somewhere. We actually have a producer in the background. His name is Josh Bryant. He's been one of my day ones from the very beginning. Like, I met him freshman year of college. And Josh knows this about me. I have a very Kobe-like mentality for everything. And I'm not just saying that because of, like, recent events and, like, that's the thing to say. No, I based, like, a good mentality, good portion of my mentality off of the way Kobe works. Kobe wants to see his friends succeed. But that said, he's here to hurt them. Like, yeah. It's like that Kendrick Lamar lyric with Control. I have friends around me to this day. I run a production company, and I have friends that also own production companies. If I see them up to something, like they have a project coming out, and I'm not up to anything, I have a problem. And that's not because I want to tear them down. It's because I have this competitive mindset. I want to see us all grow and expand. But that said, they're all pushing me competitively within that mind state. And I do the same thing for them. We're all pushing each other forward. Now, every once in a while, we get that one guy who's like constantly talking us down, and we all jump down that person's throat. Hey, yo, who are you to talk about this person's work when you're not doing anything? We all stand up for each other like that. Or if we see like a problem in the group, we're all not afraid to talk about it. But that's because we have a close-knit circle. I have the saying that I say all the time, there's no weak links on the trev chain. Like, if we catch a weak link, we got to cut him out. He's got to go. Got to keep that chain strong. So a lot of, I mean, like, that's not the only lyric Drake says where he's talking about his inner circle. He's constantly talking about his friends. He's talking about 40. He's talking about where he started and where he grew up from. Wayne. He constantly talks about how Wayne, that's his big brother, and he's going to be like that forever. So just keeping your chain strong, keeping your circle strong, keeping the squares out of it, keep your grass cut, keep the snakes out of it. That is a gigantic tip in success. You can't do it by yourself.
So the last line here, the third thing you can do to develop a growth mindset is how you receive losses, right? And this line actually came from Lyrics and Latte fans. Instagram, Dottie Sway dropped this line for us. Let's check it out.
You take a loss, shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite.
You take a loss, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. What's What's that mean to you, Trevor? What you got for that?
Sometimes you got to take two steps back so you can get some momentum going and take a giant leap forward. You end up going further than you would have had you not taken those two steps back. There's a quote that I heard a long time ago. I think it was from Gary Vee, maybe. I'm not entirely sure, but he said, I would much rather make $20 million in 5 years and $2 million every year for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Do that math. $2 million for the next 5 years is $10 million. But if you just take the loss right now, you end up making double the amount of the money in the same amount of time. So learn to invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to take a hard loss, but learn from it and you can grow from it. That's what I pulled from that line.
I mean, people take a loss so personally, and it's like they're ready to drop and quit after one hit, right? And it's like you got to keep going. Like this, it's a part of the process. Like nobody wins without losing. Like it's a part of the process. Jay-Z got a line right in his last album. He said, a loss ain't a loss. It's a lesson. Appreciate the pain. It's a blessing. So developing a growth mindset means, you know, whenever you it something didn't work out the way you wanted it to work out, like, OK, learn from it, grow from it, keep going. And use it as a stepping stone to get to the win, right? So I wanted to thank Dottie Sway on Instagram for shooting us that lyric. And if you all want your lyrics chosen for these episodes, please check us out on our social media page.
That's at Lyrics and Lattes on Instagram. You can also reach out to us through email. That's lyricsandlattespodcast@gmail.com. So a brief recap of today's episode, our three tips, words of wisdom for the day. Number one. Find ways to overcome obstacles. Why? Because life's going to throw them at you regardless. You need to learn to embrace them. Number two, have the right people around you. Have the right circle, group of friends to support you. You don't want any leeches on your team sucking the nutrition out of whatever project you're trying to do. You want people that add to the process. And not even just add in ways like they can add directly to it, but just words of support go a long way. And number three, understanding that failure is a part of the process. I know we see on social media your friends winning all the time. Well, guess what? Michael Jordan didn't make every shot. Sometimes he missed a few. LeBron James has gone to the finals six times. He's only won three, but he's still one of the GOATs. So learn to embrace and learn from failure is a big part of the success process.
All right. The question of the week is, what do you do to develop and maintain a growth mindset? Answer us by hitting us on social media at Lyrics and Lattes.
And if you found value in today's show, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. We need the follows, dog.
Need them. We need them.
If you have anything else you want to add to the show, don't forget you can email us at lyricsandlattespodcast@gmail.com. We drop episodes every Monday. And don't forget that we drop mini episodes every Thursday.